Good morning, it's April 16th and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for reproductive rights in Germany, the Expert Commission has put forth a recommendation that could transform the landscape of abortion laws in the country. They suggest a significant shift towards liberalisation, advocating for the legalisation of abortion within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. This comes against the backdrop of Germany's current legal stance, where abortion remains illegal with certain exceptions during the first trimester, including cases of rape or threats to the woman's health and with requisite medical advice. The Commission's proposal is not binding for the German government, yet it marks a crucial point of debate among proponents and opponents of abortion rights. Pro-choice advocates view this recommendation as a leap forward in aligning Germany with more progressive abortion laws globally. However, conservative factions, notably the CDU and AfD, stand firm on maintaining the status quo, arguing that the existing laws are broadly accepted and seldom lead to prosecution. Further complicating the discourse, there's a palpable fear among activists that without legal amendments, future administrations, particularly with the rise of the far-right AfD, might impose stricter penalties on voluntary pregnancy terminations. Currently, the German parliament is deliberating on a bill aimed at curbing intimidation tactics against individuals at abortion clinics, underscoring the contentious nature of abortion debates in the nation. This domestic debate echoes broader movements within Europe, where the European Parliament has recently passed a resolution advocating for the inclusion of abortion rights in the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. Meanwhile, Poland embarks on liberalising its stringent abortion laws, and France sets a historic precedent by enshrining the right to abortion in its constitution. Amidst these shifts, the conversation remains deeply divided, with the Catholic Church and women's rights organisations voicing starkly contrasting perspectives on the path forward for abortion legislation, both in Germany and across the continent. In a significant gathering in Paris, a beacon of hope emerges for Sudan as world donors commit over $2.1 billion in humanitarian aid, aiming to alleviate the severe crisis following a devastating year-long war. This pledge comes at a critical time for Sudan, where millions are on the brink of famine, struggling for basic necessities like food, water, and medicine. The United Nations has outlined a dire need for $2.7 billion this year alone to assist 24 million people in Sudan. But until the Paris summit, had only received a fraction of this amount. The European Union's substantial contribution of €900 million marks a pivotal moment in the international response to the crisis. Sudan's conflict has wrought unimaginable suffering, with over 14,000 lives lost, 33,000 injuries, and nearly 9 million people displaced. The country's infrastructure lies in ruins, exacerbating the challenges of hunger and increasing incidents of sexual violence. Amidst this turmoil, international calls led by France and the EU demand an immediate halt to civilian attacks and unrestricted aid access. The situation in Sudan is critical, overshadowed by global events yet teetering on the edge of a humanitarian catastrophe. With famine already a reality for many, the dedicated efforts of humanitarian workers and the international community's push for peace and aid access are vital. As the conflict persists with no end in sight, the urgency for coordinated international action and peace negotiations has never been more pressing. In a critical plea for support, Ukrainian President Zelensky urgently calls for Allied reinforcement of air defences as Russian aerial assaults intensify on Kharkiv and vital energy infrastructure. This request comes amid significant setbacks, including the catastrophic destruction of a thermal power plant by Russian missiles, which has severely impaired Ukraine's energy sector. As the conflict with Russia stretches into its third year, Ukraine's appeal for additional air defense systems underscores the dire need for Western allies to bolster its defenses against ongoing aggression. President Zelensky's appeal for solidarity echoes the global response to recent Iranian attacks, urging for a unified front akin to the support extended to Israel. This call to action is amplified by the International Atomic Energy Agency's IAEA, warnings about the perilously close risk of a nuclear accident at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, raising alarms over the safety of the facility amidst the conflict. The abrupt end to negotiations over Black Sea shipping arrangements, previously mediated by Turkey, further complicates the geopolitical landscape, raising questions about Ukraine's strategic decisions in these tumultuous times. The international community's response is under scrutiny as German Chancellor Scholz plans to discuss Russia's actions with Chinese officials, highlighting the global dimension of the crisis. Meanwhile, the delay of a crucial $60 billion US aid package for Ukraine poses a significant barrier to acquiring the much-needed air defense supplies, stressing the urgency for Western support. As casualties mount from Russian missile attacks, the pressure on Western partners to provide further weapons support escalates, with President Zelensky emphasizing the need for the same unity towards Ukraine as demonstrated in the defense of Israel against Iranian aggression. In the shadow of potential threats, the Paris 2024 Olympics finds itself at the crossroads of celebration and security. French President Emmanuel Macron has laid out contingency plans that could reshape the traditional pomp of the opening ceremony, a move that underscores the gravity of the security concerns facing the event. Amid heightened terrorist threats, Macron has revealed two alternative scenarios for the opening ceremony: a scaled-down parade of athletes at the Trocadero, or a complete relocation to the Stade de France. These options point to the significant logistical and security challenges of hosting the ceremony along the Seine, highlighting the organizers' flexibility in ensuring the Games proceed safely. The German Olympic Sports Confederation, DOSB, is also in full preparation mode, with a keen eye on security. DOSB President Thomas Weichert has voiced his excitement for the Paris Olympics, while emphasizing the importance of robust security measures in light of the potential threats. The focus is not just on the ground. Organizers are bracing for potential aerial threats, including drone attacks, showcasing the depth of the security planning involved. The French security apparatus is gearing up for an unprecedented deployment, with 35,000 police officers, 18,000 soldiers, and additional private security personnel set to safeguard the event. Security zones around competition venues are part of a comprehensive strategy to counter various threats, including those from drones, ensuring the safety of athletes and spectators alike. However, the specter of external disruptions looms large, with concerns over informational interference, potentially from Russia, and ongoing investigations into allegations of favoritism and misappropriation of public funds in the awarding of contracts for the Games. Despite the palpable excitement for the Olympics, these security concerns and the potential for external disruptions are shaping the lead-up to one of the world's most anticipated sporting events. In a testament to resilience and cultural heritage, the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is poised for a grand reopening on December 8th, 5 years after being engulfed by a devastating fire. This momentous event marks a significant milestone in the cathedral's history and the city of Paris, promising to reignite the spirit of the Île de la Cité with its renewed glory. The journey to restoration has been monumental, featuring the reconstruction of the cathedral's famed spire with 70,000 pieces of scaffolding and the installation of a new lead roof. These efforts underscore the dedication and skill of over 1,000 artisans and 250 companies, culminating in a project that cost nearly 700 million euros, supported by donations from across the globe. The surrounding square and cathedral exterior are also set to dazzle visitors just in time for the Paris Olympics, showcasing the city's commitment to preserving its architectural marvels. Amidst the reconstruction, the project has unearthed treasures from the past, including two sarcophagi, offering a unique window into historical and scientific exploration. The reopening will invite visitors to experience the cathedral in new ways, from guided tours and an archaeological crypt to immersive virtual reality experiences. Despite a hefty budget of 550 million euros, the project is on track to be underspent, with the surplus earmarked for additional exterior restorations. The cause of the 2019 fire remains a mystery, fueling ongoing investigations. However, the global outpouring of support has been overwhelming, with a fundraising drive collecting 846 million euros. Looking ahead, the cathedral will continue to evolve, with plans to install modern stained glass windows by 2026, ensuring that Notre Dame remains a beacon of historical and cultural significance for generations to come. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.